This week on Keeping It Real, Cam ties together the government shutdown, balancing the federal budget, the Sermon on the Mount, and coupons.
As I write this, our federal government remains shut down, and 800,000 people who work for the federal government are without a paycheck. My friend Sean is one of them. He and I talked about it Saturday, and he's okay. But, he said, one side or the other is going to win, and they're going to step away from this fiasco thinking that government shutdowns work. I'm afraid he's right. When this one gets resolved, there are probably more to come. With this still on my mind, I picked up a prescription from the CVS this afternoon, and the lady at the register handed me, no lie, a receipt just shy of 6 feet long. This is not an exaggeration. When I got home, I held it up, and it went from my nose to the floor. It was printed full of coupons and discounts and stuff. As she passed it through the window, she said, make sure you give this to your wife. There's some good deals on it. I was mildly agitated for a moment. Am I a male? Not smart enough to recognize a good deal? And quickly realized she was right. After all, I couldn't remember my son's birthday nor his full legal name when I drove up for his prescription. I got home and put the giant receipt full of coupons onto my wife's pile of stuff on the kitchen counter. In the pile were other coupons and a ton of other stuff she collects and uses in her shopping, when it occurred to me, we should organize these coupon shoppers. I don't know how they do it, but these coupon shoppers seem to coin their own money. They find deals and save money in ways that us normal folk can't comprehend. Working together, they could balance the federal budget, or pay for a wall on the Mexican border and another one on the Canadian border. Why not? Or how about our next mission to the moon? They enter stores with a little cash and a library full of coupons and walk out with cartloads of stuff. Deep in their accordion-shaped compartmentalized organizers are coupons for deals only they know about. And I'm pretty sure that Jesus, after the Sermon on the Mount, found one of these coupon people in the crowd and said, hey, I need more loaves and fishes. I'm a bit short. You got a coupon? And sure enough, someone had a bunch of the right coupons, and suddenly everybody was hanging out together, eating a fish sandwich, saying, I have no idea what he was just talking about, but he gave us a pretty good fish sandwich. I kind of like him. I'm going to call my buddy Sean and tell him this government shutdown thing might be an opportunity for him, a real moneymaker. No more of this unpredictability of the federal government. Don't even go back to work if the government ever opens. Coupons are the answers to his prayers. I'm Cam Marston, and I'm just trying to keep it real.
To learn more about Cam Marston and his research, visit generationalinsights.com.